Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about overcoming considerable odds, NASA's spacecraft arrived safely and maneuvered into the gas giant's orbit. A 2016 article by Richard Lovett entitled Juno Locks into Jupiter's Orbit. After a tricky journey whose success was far from guaranteed, NASA's Juno spacecraft is now orbiting Jupiter. On the evening of the 14th of July, it braved one of the most extreme environments in the solar system to skim within 5,000 kilometres of the giant planet's cloud tops, firing its main engines to brake just enough to be put into the desired orbit. After a 1.7 billion mile journey, so we're actually 1.7 billion mile journey, we hit our burns within 1 second of the target that was just tens of kilometres large, says the mission's project manager, Ricky of NASA, Jets Propulsion Laboratory at Pasadena, California. That's how well the spacecraft performed tonight. We conquered Jupiter, added Scott Bolton, a mission's principal investigator. Oh my God. Although the spacecraft's engines had been fired two times previously for mid-course corrections, this was the burn that the scientists and engineers were biting their nails. That's because it had to be conducted within Jupiter's intense radiation belts, which could be inferred from Juno's electronics causing the engines to misfire and the spacecraft to veer off course. NASA even had a backup plan. If the engine unexpectedly shut down, the probe's computer would reboot it as quickly as possible in an effort to start the engine to keep the probe from whizzing past Jupiter into interplanetary space. Another risk was that the spacecraft might hit a fleck of dust as it zoomed between Jupiter and the inner reaches of the rings. Even a small piece can do serious damage, Bolton said, adding the engine nozzle was particularly vulnerable because it had a protective coating that could get chipped, interfering with the engine's ability to burn properly. But none of this happened. The burn started on time and lasted within 1 second of its target time. It was a song of perfection, Nablaken said. An hour later, the spacecraft passed its last test by rotating from its deceleration orientation back into one in which the solar panels were again turned towards the sun, critical for the solar-powered aircraft. That's amazing, it's a solar-powered aircraft going out there. As far as we could turn away from the sun, as soon as we turned away from the sun, time clock starts, Bolton said. The whole game is to get turned back to the sun before you run out of battery. The spacecraft is now in a 53-day orbit. Its next close pass to Jupiter will occur in late August. During the pass, Juno will scout for unexpected issues, then fire its engine again to descend to a 14-day orbit, from which it can be repeatedly swinging Jupiter over the next year and a half. That late August passage will be the first time Juno returns data about the giant planet's near environs. On the first pass, the flight crew wanted to make sure that the only computer systems active were those that were absolutely necessary for the critical banking manoeuvre. So all the science was turned off, Bolton said. Once it begins, some of the missions and research will focus on understanding Jupiter's atmosphere. But the primary goal will be to see Jupiter can reveal about the dawn of the solar system and what Bolton calls the recipe or broth or for both the formation of our solar system and the ones discovered around other stars. Jupiter has a unique position in that recipe because it was the first planet to form, he says. Part of that recipe will also will be determined by using Juno's instruments to find out how much water is contained in Jupiter's upper atmosphere. An important marker for how far from the sun Jupiter was when it formed. Another will come from Jupiter's gravity field. Does it have a rocky core? If so, Bolton says, that means it formed after the rocky materials began to form in the disk of the gas surrounding the infant sun. All of that, he adds, helps us understand our origin. Jupiter sucks up the majority of leftovers, Bolton says, We are the leftovers of the leftovers. In other words, Juno's successful arrival in Jupiter might ultimately help us understand ourselves. By studying Jupiter, Bolton says, what you're really learning is about the history of elements that eventually made us. This article's about... Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.